This is Israel 18 News, with your hourly update for Friday, the 1st of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day outside is warm and sunny across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, making it a perfect afternoon to be outdoors. Eilat remains sunny and bright. Here are today's headlines. First, unless Iran's enriched uranium is shipped out, the latest war will go down as a failure, says an IDF official reported by I-24 News earlier this hour. Also, the end of an era in the IDF as General Tomer Bar retires after 39 years of service, covered by Walla. Also this hour, Iran has submitted a new proposal to the U.S. after stalled negotiations, according to Israel Hayom from earlier today. Separately, progressives who lost their races are now backing a new pro-Palestinian contender for Congress in New York, JTA reports. And finally, the IDF home front has restored security guidelines for northern border towns with Lebanon, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. Reaction has been swift on social media. I-24News_EN reported just minutes ago that an IDF official stressed the importance of removing Iran's enriched uranium. Al-Arabiya Eng posted that the White House refuses to detail private talks regarding Iran's new proposal to the U.S., submitted via Pakistani mediators. Jewish Warrior 13 mentioned that an Iranian official expressed distrust towards the U.S., highlighting the need to lift blockades for talks to resume. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation involving Iran's enriched uranium, an IDF official warned that the current military efforts will fail without removing Iran's uranium, as reported by I-24 News. This could lead to another military operation against Iran. The implications are significant for regional security and potential future conflicts. Turning to General Tomer Bar's retirement, Walla reports he is stepping down amid a complex security environment. His departure marks the end of a notable military career. The IDF is closely monitoring threats, including missile activity, which underscores the ongoing challenges. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom highlights Iran's new proposal to the U.S. The offer comes after prolonged stagnation in dialogues. This development could reignite diplomatic engagement between the two nations. The outcome may affect international relations and regional stability. On the political front, JTA reports that former progressive candidates are supporting a new contender in New York. Daria Liza Avila Chevalier accuses her opponent of being influenced by the Israeli lobby. This could reshape the political landscape in NY, 1-3, and influence U.S. foreign policy debates. Lastly, the Jerusalem Post informs us about the heightened security for towns near Lebanon. Following recent Hezbollah attacks, the IDF has raised the alert level. This move aims to protect civilians and deter further aggression. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Israeli startups continue to innovate, but foreign investors demand proof. A study highlights differing perspectives between Israeli and American investors. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals strong demand for housing in Kadumim. About a quarter of the apartments in a new project sold in pre-sale, indicating growth in Judea and Samaria. And finally, CTEC reports that crypto unicorn MoonPay acquired Israeli security startup Sodot for $10 million. This acquisition will enhance MoonPay's institutional offerings with advanced encryption technology. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.